14-year-old Manu David is pouring hot tea blended by hand. She brings cups to women of all ages during a workshop at the Elders and Youth Conference. David and other girls made these teas during a gathering for girls coming of age called Nadoi Dayan. Her family has been reviving this Diné tradition through sharing circles. They also harvest plant medicine, make their own body products, and work on traditional skills.
It's really fun. It's just like everybody gets together and we just share anything and everything.
Helena Jacobs is one of the women leading the event and has been working with the girls during Nadoi Dayan.
The work that we're doing with them right now is healing multiple generations.
Her family started to gather every few months, and about a year ago, they transitioned the family gatherings into a community event for teenage girls.
To just empower them with knowledge about their bodies and just surround them with a lot of love and support throughout these big transitions in life that can sometimes feel kind of scary or isolating.
Kimalik Teeter is Yupik and Chupik from St. Mary's. She says she came to the workshop because she wanted to learn how to guide her 4-year-old daughter. She realized that she herself still wants guidance.
You get of age of different things all throughout your life.
Teeter says that in Yupik culture, the ceremonies celebrate different milestones. Like when a woman catches her first fish, makes her first thing, and has her first baby. Teeter says that the workshop reminded her that it's not too late to honor transitions in her life.
Maybe, deep down, I just really wanted this for me, not just for my baby. So, Oyana.
The workshop closed with two activities. Women and girls wrote affirmation for themselves and others and connected them by a string. They also made heating pads filled with rice and fragrances. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naidin.